6:52. Right. This is it. This is it. Our last last show, at least with me hosting. Donna Arp Weitzman with us. She's a relationship expert. I want to ask her about this new study on Tinder and the self-esteem. Apparently, people who use Tinder have this low self-esteem and they just feel horrible about themselves. She's the author of Sex and the Siren. Donna, great to have you on WILS.
How are you, Mike?
Good, good. What do you think? What's the problem with using Tinder?
Well, I think it's not only Tinder. I think that any time that we become dependent online, which a lot of the dating app users are, they're dependent for their self-esteem by who swipes right and who swipes left. And, you know, if they get a lot of hits and that sort of thing, whether it's Tinder or anything else, anytime we tie our self-esteem up in how we look or others think we look, there's going to be problems. I mean, look at some of the most beautiful models in the world who have committed suicide and, you know, had drug and alcohol problems because of self-esteem. So anytime we're tied up in how we look, and that's it, we're in for problems.
Does Tinder make sense to you? I mean, do you understand the appeal of this thing?
Well, I can understand it because you get a quick view of someone without making any commitment whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You never have to know what their personality is, if they have a sense of humor. I mean, literally, there is no commitment other than what their picture looks like.
So is it essentially just a sexual attraction? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, sexual attraction and just, you know, do I have a hot girl to go out with me tonight or a hot guy to go out with me tonight?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's what others think of you and your dating choices as well, not only just what you think, but what you want others to think.
I mean, some would think guys, this would be a guy thing. How do you explain women being interested in this kind of merely physical interaction?
Well, you may recall in life, they say the first 7 seconds of when you see someone is whether or not you're attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it sets in your mind a lot of preconceived notions. And so women are just as vulnerable as men to looks. I mean, we like to say we're not, but we are.
Okay.
You know, we like tall men, short men, heavy men.
Yeah, but I guess the whole Tinder thing is you see someone, you swipe, and then you go meet them, right? And then I assume have a physical little fun time there.
A little interlude.
Yeah, interlude's a much better word. Now, do you think women are just as interested in that kind of encounter as men are then?
I think women are interested in a man's looks, and I think they are interested in, as we said, interludes and encounters, but I also think that they are looking for a more permanent relationship many times.
Mm-hmm.
However, how devastating when men swipe left to you, and in other words, don't want to have any other contact with you based on just what they see in a picture.
Yeah, but I guess that's where we are now. Do you think this is kind of the new way? Do you really imagine this going away at any point?
No. In fact, I think dating apps are increasing. Now, the competition among dating apps has increased dramatically in the last 3 or 4 years, and now there's many, many dating apps. So, you know, thus our chances of feeling depressed and rejected are going up as well if we continue to rely on these. However, it is one way to meet people, but I wouldn't limit myself to just dating apps. I still think we need to go out. We need to be out with people, get our friends to introduce us to others.
Right.
Friends and relatives, that's still a great way, one-on-one contacts.
Yeah. I mean, some would say you're going on Tinder is similar to going to a bar, though. Do you think it's essentially the same thing, then?
No, I think it's actually worse for your self-esteem, because going to a bar, at least, you know, sometimes the man will buy you a drink or you buy him a drink and he'll get to know your smile and, you know, your sense of humor and those sorts of things. But Tinder, you really don't get even a chance for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally appearance.
Hmm. Maybe they should Tinder with a video clip so you can introduce yourself and qualify yourself.
That's right. That's absolutely the truth.
Let them know you have a business degree or something like that. And
you're right.
Mm.
So, you know, it really, the plastic surgeon should be very happy with Tinder, I would imagine.
It's Donna Arp Weitzman. Donna Arp Weitzman, a relationship expert and author of several books, including Sex and the Siren. Donna Arp Weitzman on 1320 WILS. Donna, great to have you here. Thank you.
Always great to hear from you.
Yep, thank you. And that is it. That is it. We are we're bringing it home for a landing. It's been 6 years. Amazing how time flies. When I started the show, I did not imagine. I really didn't know how long it would go. You know, it starts with a day-to-day, interview-to-interview, and then next thing you know, you get a year in. And I'll tell you, the real challenge of doing a show like this is the booking. If you've ever thought, hey, I want to try this out, I want to do a talk show, I want to interview people, it is very rewarding. You're going to learn a lot. And if you've listened, hopefully you've learned a lot too. But I can tell you, as an interviewer, you are really focusing in and trying to make the most of any conversation. But the booking is where the real work is. And you can spend most of the day booking. Amazing how many people don't want to come on the radio, don't want to talk. And many of them don't want to do it live. But I do want to thank so many people. I want to first thank Ken MacDonald. He is the owner of 1320 WILS. He took a personal interest in my work here. When I showed up at the station, I really had very little, really no experience. And it gave me the opportunity to host the show and really mentored me. Spent many, many days, hours and hours and hours, years even, listening to my interviews, giving me really enormously detailed feedback and helping me fine-tune the interviewing skill, learning to just ask the question, not sit there and hem and haw too long. Get it out. Ask the question. Focus on a topic. Really try to get the most out of. We're talking about 8, 9, 10 minutes usually, so not a lot of time. So you really try to squeeze the most out of that. Also, Rich Hurl, worked with him for many years here. He is our news director. Really enjoyed that. Dave Ackerley, I've learned a lot working with Dave here in the mornings. And you can, of course, hear him 6 to 9 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday, right here on WILS. Working with Mike Peterson over 4 years. And, of course, Solomon Martin, who is nearing 4 years. We spent many years together. Solomon has been really wonderful. And Solomon has been not only producing the show, but he produces the promos. So all the promos you've been hearing, that is Solomon Martin doing an absolutely fantastic job. And I will never, ever forget this time here. I'm going to miss it in so many ways. I'm going to miss the interactions with you as listeners. And by the way, if you want to leave me one last note, send me an email. It's ccrecap@gmail.com. ccrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Good night.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing, and worldwide at 1320WILS.com.